CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH. You can find the original version of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website. Good morning, it's Sunday the 13th of November 2016. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. Changes on 60 metres in Portugal. Youngsters on the air. Summit to summit event on the 19th. José, CT1EEB, reports from Portugal on changes to the 60 metre allocation in that country. These include some of the existing channels plus the new WRC15 allocation. The new 60-metre band licence allows 5371.5 kHz and 5403.5 kHz A1A and J3E and 5351.5 kHz to 5366.5 kHz using A1A and J3E. As many will know, the RSGB is seeking support for the international youth event YOTA 2017 that's being held in Gilwell Park in August 2017. We're pleased to say that delegates to the RSGB convention in October were very generous in donating hundreds of pounds to the appeal. We'd like to thank everyone who gave. Your support is much appreciated. Members have also started making personal donations to support the event. Anyone donating £15 or more is automatically sent one of the new YOTA supporters pin. The YOTA 2017 appeal still has a long way to go, though, so if you can help the event by donating a few pounds or even as many, even a lot, you can do so today by visiting www.rsgb.org/YOTA supporter, all one word. Following the success of the Australia-Europe summit-to-summit event in October, one between Europe and North America is now to take place from 1400 to 1700 UTC on Saturday the 19th of November. So far, 27 stations in Europe, North America and even Africa have indicated their intention to participate. The aim of the event is to get as many summit-to-summit contacts as possible. These can be between North America and Europe or within the regions themselves. Home-based chasers will also be contacting the summit activators to gain points in the SOTA award scheme. On the 27th of November, the largest amateur radio event in Portugal will take place in Lisbon. You need to be able to speak Portuguese to learn more from the ARVM website, but if you're holidaying in the area, it could be worth checking out www.arvm.org/fr16.htm. ARIS Milestones, a video of a presentation by past ARIS EU chair Gaston Bertels, ON4WF, on the history of amateur radio on the International Space Station, ARIS, is now available on YouTube. ON4WF delivered the 12-minute overview during the 6th Polish Nationwide Conference of ARIS Contributors and Supporters held in Ostrów, Wielkopolski on the 22nd of October. In the presentation, he noted that the primary objective of ARIS is educational outreach by making it possible for students on Earth to speak with ISS crew members via ham radio and get answers direct from space. You can view the presentation on YouTube. There is a URL, but it's impossible to read out. Omani amateur radio operators can sign their A4 calls with *46. Until the 30th of November in celebration of the 46th anniversary of the independence of Oman. Now details of rallies and events in the coming week. We have no traditional rallies in the diary for this weekend, the 12th and 13th of November. On the 19th, the Rochdale and District ARS Traditional Radio Rally takes place at St Vincent de Paul's, Caldershaw Road off Edenfield Road, Norden, Rochdale, OL127QR. Talking S22 and the doors are open from 10:30, with disabled visitors gaining access from 10:15 a.m. The rally usually finishes around 3 p.m. The entry is £2.50 as well, and the 12's free. Further details from Dave G3RIK on 01706 633 400. On the 20th, the 39th CATS Radio and Electronics Bazaar will be held in the Oasis Academy, Coulsdon, Homefield Road, Old Coulsdon, CR5 1ES. This is a new venue and the doors open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Admission is £1.50 and includes tea and coffee. There'll be traders bring and buy in a flea market. More information, inquiries at catsradio.org. Also on the 29th, the Plymouth Radio Rally is taking place at Harwood House or Harewood House, Plympton in Plymouth. Devon PL7 to AS. Doors open from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Admittance is at £2. There will be bring and buy, an RSGB bookstall, special interest groups and a trade stand, and trade stands plural that is. Catering will be available on site. More from Sheila Hart to E0YSH on 01752668907. The Bishop Auckland Radio Amateurs Club Rally is being held this year at Spennymoor Leisure Centre on Sunday the 4th of December. Anyone wanting a table, please contact John on 01388606396 as soon as possible, as there aren't many left. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News Radcom or the website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources, the 6 Victor 1 IS team will be active until the 19th of November from Dakar. They'll be operating Stroke P from Gore and Goree Islands, which are IOTA AF45 using the HF bands, including walks and 6 metres using all modes. More information, www.qrz.com/db/figure6Victor figure 1 IS. Eric F6ICX is on the air as 5R8IC from Sainte-Marie Island, IOTA AF090, until the 4th of February next year, activity holiday style, on the 10 to 40 metre bands using mostly CW with some SSB RITI and PSK63, QSL home call. Alan G3XAQ will be on the air as 5X-RAY-1XA from Kampala until the 28th of November, activity HF band CW, QSL G3SWH. Tom DJ6TF and Reiner DL7KL will be on the air as 5Zulu4/DJ6TF and DL7KL respectively from Diana Beach from the 15th of November to the 1st of December. Activity 8 to 10 metres using CW and SSB, QSL home calls. John W5JON will be on the air as Victor47JA from Calypso Island, St Kitts, IOTA NA104 from the 15th of November to the 15th of December. Activity will be 160 to 10 metres, including 60 metres using SSB, QSL direct to his home call. Special event news, 2 special event stations will be on the air commemorating an historic broadcast made in 1914 from the Eiffel Tower by Frank Wright, the founder of Northampton Club, to pupils in Bugbrook School. A listening station run by Northampton Radio Club will be at Bugbrook County Primary School. F5KTR will transmit from Paris, operated by GRAC Radio Club. A message in Morse will be sent on 40 metres saying Frank Wright is here as close to 2 p.m. on the 17th as possible, but phone will be used before and after. The special call WB0WFX will be in use from the schools other than on the 17th, and it's hoped that they will get plenty of QSOs. GB4MTR will be on the air until the 28th of November, mostly Tuesday and Friday evening and weekend, to mark the 60th anniversary of the amateur 4-metre band. Bands of operation will be from 80 metres to 70 sems, FM, SSB and some data, QSL via the Bureau to M0XTA or direct to G6UT, see qrz.com and eQSL. As part of the Church's annual festival Remembering St Hilda, a special event station GB5SH will operate from St Hilda's Church Hartlepool, TS240DA, on Saturday the 19th and Sunday the 20th of November. Operation is expected to be on the 1480 metre bands and to a lesser extent on 2 metres. The WAE DX RITI contest ends its 48-hour run at 2359 UTC today, the 13th. Using the 2.5 to 29 megs bands, the exchange is the signal report and serial number. Between 1000 and 1400 UTC today, the 13th, The UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest will be on the 1.3 to 3.4 GHz bands, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Tuesday, the 1.3 GHz UK Activity Contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On the 19th, the second 1.8 MHz contest runs from 1900 to 2300 UTC, CW only, the exchange's signal report, serial number and district code. The Essex CW Club annual activity week runs from the 14th to the 20th of November. This is a friendly non-contest style event to encourage CW operators old and new. Slower operators are especially welcome, whilst the object is operating as many radio amateurs as possible in a week. It is hoped that a QSO goes just beyond the usual exchange of RST and becomes a CW chat for as long a duration as you wish. The minimum exchange is non-members give RST a name, with members adding their membership number. Full details of preferred frequencies and awards can be found on the Essex CW Club website. Just use your favourite search engine. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA, G3NYK and G4BAO last week saw DX being worked on HF as more settled geomagnetic conditions allowed the ionosphere to strengthen. There were reports of US stations being worked on 40 metres before midnight and DX contacts on 20, 17, 15 metres across the globe. The solar flux index remained in the high 70s and the geomagnetic K index remained mostly at 1 or 2. This resulted in a settled ionosphere that saw daytime critical frequencies rise to 7.1 MHz in the early afternoon and maximum usable frequencies. Over a 3,000-kilometre path climbed to more than 25 megahertz. Unfortunately, the good conditions couldn't last, and NOAA issued a geomagnetic storm alert to a high-speed solar wind stream from a recurrent negative polarity coronal hole. By the evening of Thursday, the 10th, the K index had risen to 4. Next week, the solar flux index should remain in the 70s and 80s, but this weekend will be dominated by poor magnetic conditions with lower maximum usable frequency noisier bands and an increased chance of auroral conditions. Geomagnetic conditions should improve around the 16th and hopefully bring better propagation, at least until the weekend of the 19th and 20th, when coronal holes may kick in again. You can get an initial positive propagation phase when solar plasma first hits, so watch the DX bands, the K index first starts to rise. Now the VHF and up propagation, it's going to be another week of hard work to get much tropo from the VHF and UHF bands. However, there is likely to be a weak ridge over northern France and southern Britain on Sunday and Monday, which will slowly decline thereafter. So if there's anything worthwhile, it looks as though the southern half of the country and into northern France, the Low Countries and Germany offer the best tropo options for the first half of the week. The northern half of Britain will remain closer to low pressure and more unstable showery air, so unlikely to benefit from any tropo enhancements this week. Don't forget that with a Yagi and a bit of power, you can always work DX up to 800 kilometres using aircraft scatter on the higher VHF and UHF bands. For meteor scatter enthusiasts, Thursday sees the major shower for this month, the Leonids. It's predicted to peak around 10:30 a.m, so look out for the enhanced conditions and an opportunity to try out the new MSK144 mode from K1JT's and WSJTX 1.7 software. 6 metre activity on this mode seems to be on or around 50.280 MHz. EME path losses are at their lowest at the moment, with the moon at perigee on Monday. Declination is at a maximum on Thursday. So in all, a good week for EME. And that's it for this week from the propagation team. That's all from me also. Not at home QTH, if the audio is slightly different. And I'll be back next week.